empowering the youth through the joy of media.
This is Alex White's story.
He's a teen presenter, voiceover artist, podcaster, and stock footage creator. This is the Joy of Media podcast.
Hey, it's Alex, and this is the Joy of Media podcast, and can you believe it? It's the final episode of the first season of the Joy of Media podcast. We've covered 9 incredible stories of the youth and incredible things being done by the youth so far in the season, and we're ending off with no exception. Now, some of you may know that last year I got the awesome opportunity to host my very own show on KFM 94.5, which is the biggest radio station in the Western Cape. I got to host my own show. It was a once-off thing, but it was so awesome. It was the graveyard shift, so in the middle of the night, but it was so cool. And the guy I did it with, his name is Mitch Matiana. He was the guy who usually hosts the show, and he was there just to help me, and I learned so much from him, and it was really, really incredible. Until I came along, he was the kind of second youngest or youngest radio presenter that had been on commercial radio. And then I stole the title from him. But he is so awesome. And in this final episode of the season, we're featuring Mitch, and he's talking about how to make it in the media field, how he made it, how he started out doing one thing and then ended up with media. How so often is the case, you think you're going to do this, but you end up doing that. And that's really the motivation that a lot of our incredible guests have spoken about throughout this season. I've loved every minute of it, and I hope you are too. We're so excited to bring season 2 to you later in the year, kind of coincide them with school term. So season 1 comes out in term 1, then we've got an exam term in term 2, so we give it a break, and then we've got a whole lot of content we prep for term 3, which is not an exam term unless you're in matric, and then things are different. But yeah, we get you through it. And then term 4, obviously, we take a break again. So second season coming out around about then, term 3 maybe a bit earlier, who knows, we'll see. But just have a listen to what Mitch has to say. It's such incredible advice, and it was awesome to chat to him. So Mitch, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. In case anything was left out, could you please introduce yourself?
Yo, what's up? My name is Mitch Matiana. I'm a radio personality, actor, MC, host. I'm a podcast host myself. And yeah, just someone who just loves all the good things that this incredible world has to offer, if I could say that.
What got you started on your whole path to media then?
Funny enough, it was my love for comedy, which is very, very weird, because I remember when I finished high school, I literally didn't know what I wanted to do. I was thinking of going into law, but then I decided, you know what, this is probably not for me, because what I saw in Suits wasn't the same what they were doing in South Africa. So I decided to venture out and do something new. And that's when I came across this interesting thing we call stand-up comedy. Yeah, very weird, right? So I jumped onto that, and then I tried to do a couple of stand-up shows here and there. And I was just trying to figure out like how it works. And yeah, few weeks later, I realized I wasn't as funny as I thought I was after I bombed in front of this crowd. And obviously, that gave me a huge confidence knock. But it was all good and well. Then a couple of months later, I found out that there was this radio, community radio station that was opening up in my local community of Bloberg. So I was like, okay, cool. Let me actually check it out. You know, maybe I could tell jokes on radio. I don't know why I thought I'd be funnier on radio than on stand-up. Then, yeah, so I went there, spoke to the station manager and the program manager, and they were like, hey, you got a cool energy about you. Why not? Let's give it a swing. So obviously I went in, did a couple of links for them, and that's how it all started. And then that's when it went from community radio to going out on the number one station in the Western Cape, which is KFM 94.5.
What do you like most now about working in radio? Now that you've had that transition, what do you like most?
You know what? The cool thing is about radio, it's a real time. You know, it is live. It's happening in the moment, happening in the space. And of course, like you get up, you're a part of people's day. You know what I mean? And like, just even if they're just driving to go collect some milk or they're going to visit family, you're already part of that journey, or you're part of that stress. You know, when someone's feeling stressed about a test or work, you're part of that. You know, when someone's feeling happy or celebrating something, you're part of that too. You know, it's like, it's this cool entity of how people have welcomed us into their homes, which is really, really awesome. And what I love the most is how you can change people's lives and how you touch people's lives with what you can say. You know, as much as you don't know who's listening on the other side, I've had so many stories of individuals coming up to me and be like, hey, Mitch, you know what you said that one day? It really changed my life. You know, it made me look at certain things in a different perspective. And a lot of radio presenters, you know, don't realize the power that they actually have. And that's the cool thing. You know, it's like, you know, it's not about power, but it's about being a part of people's everyday lives and hearing some incredible stories being shared and the certain things that people go through. You know, like, we cry with you, you cry with us. We're a part of your family. We celebrate with you. You celebrate with us when we reach milestones. You know, so it's not only just a medium of music or competitions, but it's, you could say safely say it's a part of a lifestyle and also part of the greater Western Cape.
When we talk about that whole thing about the power that presenters have, the Joy of Media podcast is all about the youth and the impact that media can have on the youth. And we've covered a whole lot of stories about young people who are succeeding. So what do you think the impact can be that media can have on the youth?
Quite a bit. You know, I mean, I'm arguably one of the youngest right now in terms of my industry. And obviously, it's like when you come in, you come in with a different perspective and different mindset. You know, I'm a born free, whereas majority of my colleagues are not, you know. So obviously they've experienced certain things and they've gone through certain journeys in their lives, which interact with a different audience. Whereas for me, I've also done the same, you know, gone through different things and my life is obviously completely different. I mean, just the simple things of how slang that we use, like the slang that I use and how I talk, is different to them. And some of them are confused, like, wait, what does that mean? You know what I mean? So it's that, the beauty of it. It's the beauty of that, how media can reach the youth and how it's constantly evolving. It's not a dying art form, but an art form where every single time someone new or someone fresh, they bring a new story in that relates with another generation comes in. And I believe, I would like to believe, though, that my story also relates with my fellow peers who are around the generation, around the age that I'm in, and the certain things and the certain struggles that I've faced, that they've also faced, you know, which I can present myself. Because at the same time, you have to realize sometimes the older generation, should I say, don't really understand this weird age of social media and this age of technology, you know what I mean? Whereas it's like the way the media is evolving to make it more relatable to the youth is how, should I say, mediums like radio and television are evolving as well by bringing in young people. You know, so people can relate, so people can look at someone as their peer instead of looking at someone as, you know, like a higher power, someone that's in high, you know, you get what I'm trying to say or where I'm going with it. But yeah, that's kind of the vibe and the impact that media has in terms of to the youth. It's evolving with them, and it's the way the youth grows, that's the way the media grows. And I feel like our big thing is we think that the media tells us what to do, whereas we the ones that create trends that the media push. You know what I mean? So it's like a viral video. Your next door neighbor could create something so cool and immediately it can go viral. And all of a sudden it's a trend around the world. You know, media just gives you that access to touch so many cool places.
And I think the really cool thing with how it's evolves is that there's lots of advice out there and lots of areas where people can now succeed. So if we have any listeners who maybe are interested in getting involved in media, what advice would you give them? And maybe moreover, if anyone just in general, what advice would you give to people who are looking to succeed in the modern world?
I think when it comes to the media industry and like entertainment, it's the first thing that you have to be true to yourself, be true to you. You know, you have so many people that perhaps you look up to, and so many people in terms of media that you're like, hey, one day I want to be like that person. But at the same time, you got to be like yourself first in order to be different, because being different is beautiful. I feel like a lot of people forget this. You know, everyone's like, oh no, I want to be like the next person. But trust me, the fact that you stand out is something that's very incredible and something that's very unique. So you have to be yourself. You know, I think that's one piece of it. As cliche as it sounds, that's one piece of advice that I can give, because when you're yourself, you don't blend in. You know, you're not with the crowd. You're always standing out and you're always going against the grain. And that's what the media is about, going against the grain. And of course, just being out there and just being you, because you are unique and that's what makes you stand out.
One of the things that a couple of the people we've had on the podcast have said, that it's important to get started, to start doing things. So you've recently started the podcast, the Metronome, the whole pop culture podcast. So what has that experience been like?
So like the Metronome is very different to like, you know, like your radio. You know, podcasting is a very different space, and it's quite out there. Whereas the Metronome is basically, we call it, it's a young new age hip hop and pop culture podcast, where we focus on hip hop stories, we focus on popular music, and we also go through the certain things that people are talking about, you know, the certain conversations in terms of music that that certain people don't really talk about. You know, sometimes you come across an interesting story about music, and you're like, who is this person? I mean, for the perfect example right now, a rapper in the United States who goes by the name of Nipsey Hussle passed on. And a lot of people were like, who is Nipsey? And you realize, like, and we basically come in and we break down those certain stories and we educate the people who are doing some cool stuff in terms of the music industry around the world and also locally. I mean, like Nasty C, he's one of the youngest rappers in South Africa, and he's only 22. He has this cool record label called Tall Racks, and they're doing some cool stuff by giving people the opportunity and the platform to showcase their talents as well. You know what I mean? So we start highlighting those certain things, and we start peeling off those certain layers of how music is, and also just educating people on certain stories that they always wanted to know about.
That's awesome. I think podcasting is that whole thing about finding the special kind of niche markets and playing with that. So, Mitch, just before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
Just if you're looking of getting into the media industry, my best advice is just to obviously start off in your local community. You know, set your goals for yourself. Look around your own community station. Look for those local TV stations. Look for those local radio stations and try to jump into that, because that's what forms the basis for you to get onto the bigger platforms, you know. And also it's the perhaps the hour that you see presenters on TV or the 2 hours or 3 hours you see presenters on radio, it's a lot of work. You know, I feel like people look at it and they're like, oh, this is very easy. It's a long journey, and it's a journey that's full with patience. You got to be patient with not only yourself, but also be patient with your journey and trust your journey, because you will make it. And if you work hard enough and you put the hours in, you will succeed and be where you want to be.
Awesome, Mitch. It's been great having you on the podcast and catching up. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alex, man. This is really, really cool. Thank you. And also thank you for creating this platform, for allowing so many people to be able to share their stories. You know, this is very, very cool.
Well, there you have it. The background of Mitch Marciana, how he got into media, kind of originally starting out wanting to be a stand-up comedian. I can't imagine doing that. That scares me. But he had his confidence dropped or took a knock from that experience. But he's ended up at KFM 94.5. It was awesome to catch up with Mitch and hear his advice on success. I hope you got advice there too. Good luck for exams this term if you are writing them. I hope you do well, and I've loved every minute of this first season of the Joy of Media podcast. You can listen back to all the episodes at joyofmedia.com. Share them with your friends and share your experiences with us on our social media platforms. You can find them all at Joy of Media. But until next season, from me, Alex, and the rest of the Joy of Media team, thank you so much for listening to this entire season. Bye-bye.